الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدنيا دار لمن لا دار له، والمال لمن لا مال له، ويجمع له من لا أقل له، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. In this ayat kareema of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, Tilka darul akhirah. The word tilka in Arabic grammar is to show far, something far, that is the house of akhirah. In other words, your eyes are on dunya. You are thinking of dunya, making our living here, having a house, business, everything. We are worried of dunya. But Allah Ta'ala says, no, your object of life is the house of akhirah. You have come in this world not to live here forever, you have come here to die. And you have come here to prepare for the life of the akhirah. Like in another place in the Quran Pak, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, Alladhi khalaqa al-mauta wal-hayata. First Allah mentions maut and then hayat. That Allah is the one who created maut, death, and Allah has created life. So both of these are the creations of Allah Ta'ala. It isn't that a person just dies because of old age. How many people are old? They're still living. Young people are dying. It isn't because of an accident. How many times such terrible accidents, small babies get saved. And other people, no accident, they just died. It isn't because of any sickness. How many people, hospitals are full of sick people, they are not dying. People who are outside in their houses who are healthy, they are dying. So maut is not that happens on its own. So it is by the command and hukam of Allah Ta'ala. There are some people who got 10 heart attacks in their life, they didn't die. Other people, one time heart attack and he's dead. So it is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So maut, death, has been created by Allah Ta'ala, and it is in the control and command of Allah Ta'ala. And hayat, life also. It isn't just that husband and wife meet and they have a child. So many husband and wives, no children. How many of them only boys? They are dying to get one girl. No girls are coming. Somebody only girls, no boys. So it is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Whom Allah gives boys, whom He gives girls, whom He gives boys and girls, whom He doesn't give anything. It isn't in our hands, and it isn't in the husband and wife meeting. It is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala mentioned maut first, and then hayat afterwards. Whereas according to our, so what we see what is happening, a person lives first, and then after that he dies. So according to our thinking, the ayat should have been Alladhi khalaqa al-hayata wal-maut. That Allah created life and then death. But Allah mentioned maut first. The reason for that is that we have come in this world, Allah is reminding us not to love yet. Or let us say, not to love it up yet. To just worried having a beautiful house, mansion, car, big income, just worried about dunya. No, we have come to die. We are living also to die. Just like we don't love to eat. We eat to love. Our object of living is not to eat. But our object of eating is so that our life can carry on. We need strength in our body. So we are in this world not to love it up yet. Not just to pass our time yet. But we have come here to prepare for the akhirat. Allah has sent us here to prepare for the akhirat. And we all know, nobody is any exception, that every person who came in this world has to die and he goes away. We also not going to stay here forever. Some go quicker, some go later. Muslims also die, non-Muslims also. Human beings also die, animals also die. All of us we have to die. So that in its own, even if Allah did not reveal the Quran Sharif, that we all should have thought, all are dying, they're going from the door, where are they going? Nobody's coming back from there. All are going there. When we go Qabristan, till today nobody came back again. All just going and nobody coming back. Where are they going? And then everyone has got full conviction in his heart, one day I'm also going. But we are not preparing for that life. Where we are going, if a person is going for Umrah, he's going in Jamaat 4 months, he's going for anything, he prepares for it. He sees to his passport, he gets his ticket, his visa, packs his bags, all his necessities, he sees to it. And we're going for 2 weeks Umrah, so we prepare for 2 weeks. 2 weeks I will be gone, my shop, who will look after it? I arrange, make arrangement for it. My house, who will look after my house? Everything we make arrangement. I'm going Jamaat 4 months, we make arrangement. I'll be gone for 4 months, who's going to look after all my things, everything? My family is going to be there, their expenses for 4 months. We make all the arrangements. And we are going forever in Akhirah. What arrangements are we making for that? If we are not making any arrangements, it mustn't happen when we go there, then we got problems. And there is life. After we leave this world, what we say we die, then that life, there is life, and that life is much more stronger than this life. Like for example, in this world, we have one person, like we are all sitting here properly, alhamdulillah, we've got no problem, we walk, we talk, we do everything. And there's somebody in the hospital who's in a coma. He can't eat himself also, he's on a trip, he's also got life. We also got life, but there's a world of difference between the two lives. Somebody is paralyzed. Perhaps he can't eat also because he's paralyzed. But he's living, not in a coma. But he can't walk also. You have to take him in a wheelchair everywhere. But he's living. And we also, but what a difference in the life. Like that, our life of this world and the life in the qabr, there is a great world of difference. That life is a much more stronger life than this life. If we can understand, like compared to the two, we are like paralyzed people. We are like in coma here. Real life is that life there. So for that life we have to prepare. How much have we prepared for that life? And that life is going to be eternal. And one great buzurg, pious person, his name was Bahlul, was a very great buzurg. But he was a majzub. Majzub is a person who does things like upside down, like a person who's not right in his head. But he was a very pious person, and he was a very good friend of the king, Harun al-Rashid. Now because he was like, his screws are loose, he should talk things upside down, things like that. But he was the right things what he was. But for the people of dunya, it was wrong things. Like today, if a person all day is in a masjid, making ibadat, etc., or whole life, jamaat all the time, people say something wrong with him. But if he's doing dunya all the time, nothing wrong. Then he's a clever person. So today we think opposite. The people who are making the real effort for akhirah, we think that they are wrong. So Bahlul was like that, a man who was about akhirah deen. So and the people regarded him as a foolish person. So the king Harun al-Rashid gave him his walking stick and told him, Bahlul, take this walking stick, and if you find somebody more foolish, more stupid than you, you give him this walking stick. So some months, years passed, and he didn't find anyone, and the king got very sick. So he came and visited the king again. It was Maradul Maut, he was leaving the dunya, he's terminally ill. So he told the king, King, you are going to die. He said, looks like it. So I'm on my dying bed, I'm going to die. He says, what arrangements you made for your qabr? In this dunya, when you should go see your whole, your country, what's happening here, what's happening, inspection, checking up everything. Before time you should send so many police, so many soldiers, make accommodation for you, food arrangement, security arrangement, you should do all that. How the preparation you made for your qabr? He said, Bahlul, you're so stupid, who can make preparation? You can't send no one there, police and soldiers, and send food in advance there, you can't. So he said, King, you in this world you went someplace, you went 5 days, you came back, someplace 2 weeks, you came back. Now how long are you going to stay in your qabr and then you're coming back again? He said, Bahlul, you're so stupid, you don't know who goes there, never comes back. So then he said, King, whenever you went anywhere in this world, then you made full arrangement for everything. Now what arrangement you made for your akhirah? He said, nothing. He says, then I see you are more stupid than me, and I'm giving you your stick back. The stick belongs to you. You are more foolish and stupid than me also, that you made no preparation for akhirah. So we also should think, what preparation have we made for akhirah? And for our dunya, our house, we worried of the toilet also. Flush, it's not flushing properly, you have to have it fixed up. Nothing wrong, we have to have it done. We worried about that also. Not only that, all toilet is right, but we also must put some plastic flowers in the toilet. So for what is the purpose? What are they going to be? But we have to put it there in the toilet. Everything on the couches in our room, the lounges on the couches, we got the toilets here at the back. What purpose they serve? The only thing falling down all the time, pick it up, put it back again. Job opportunity. No job for people, pick it up, put it back. Again it falls down, pick it up, put it back again. All the time, dunya all the time we are worried. What did we prepare for? And we know dunya we're going to leave behind. And not one thing of dunya will come in the qabr. Not one cent of ours, our BMW, our Mercedes Benz, our bank balance, our properties, our shops, nothing will come in this dunya. See, in South Africa, before 94, the white government, apartheid government, they were very worried to keep the country. So they made lot of homelands everywhere. For Botswana, Venda, lot of homelands. And they gave people all their homelands. But for themselves, they didn't make a homeland. Now when the government is out of their hand, now they want to make a homeland in the Free State. They want one homeland. When they hate the country, they didn't do anything. It was their choice. It was their government. They could have made their homeland. But they made for everyone else homeland. For themselves, they never made. And now when the government is out of the hand, they are fighting and crying, we want our homeland. But these white people, what we call boora, and the Quran says, kana qawmum boora, that's stupid, that means stupid people. But they were so stupid that they hate the government, they didn't make a homeland for them. Now when it's out of the hand, now they want, it doesn't happen, the same happens with us. Our government is in place now, our life. We got our life, Allah, we can make our amal, we can make our homeland of akhirat. But if we don't make our homeland of akhirat, when mort will come, our government will be finished. Then we won't have any say. Then we'll cry, which the Quran Sharif says, Hatta idha jaa ahaduhumul maut. When mort comes to such people who didn't prepare for akhirat, they didn't make the house of akhirat. وَقَالَ رَبِّ رِجِعُونِي. When they see now, dunya is gone. Everything is my home, my wife, my children, my business. Everything is left me. And I'm going alone to akhirat. And I didn't prepare also. They say, وَقَالَ رَبِّ رِجِعُونِي. Oh Allah, send me back again. Let me go back. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ. So that I can do righteous and good deeds and everything I left behind. I had lot of money, oh Allah, now I'll send it for akhirat. Now I know that is the place it's going to help you. I had lot of time, now I will use most of my time in zikr, dua, in the deen, for akhirat I will use it. My children, instead of putting them school, university, I'll make them hafiz, I'll make them alim now. Everything, I'll use it for deen now. Allah will say, kalla, never ever. It cannot happen. Just like when you milk a cow, you can never put that milk back into the udders of the cow. Or if a mother gives birth to a child that is deformed, there's something not right, her body, any part. Not all the doctors of the world, gynecologists, can let the child go back in the mother, let it be formed properly, and then come again. It cannot happen. If we go deformed from dunya, we didn't prepare our akhirah, our ruh we didn't prepare properly, and we go deformed. Not all the awliya, and all the Atqiyah and Asfiya can let us come back in dunya, be formed properly again, and then go. It is one chance. And Allah says the truth is, إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. Whenever they hear the problem, they say, Ya Allah, Toba, we'll never make guna again. Save us from this problem. Oh Allah, take us out of this problem. I promise I won't make guna again. When you come out of it, hardly 1-2 days pass, and we forget everything. And we go back to our old lifestyle. Allah says, it's their old habit, always. This is how they carry on. وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَقٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Now after them is the life of barzakh, the life of the qabr. And if there is azab in the qabr, may Allah protect us all. And really think of it, what have we done to protect us? Our namazes, how are we? Are we regular with our namaz? Our dressing, have we got Islamic dressing? What are we doing according to Islam and according to deen? If there's to be snakes in the qabr, who is going to help us? If there's to be a fire in the qabr, which fire brigade, emergency services we going to call? Nobody. Now is the time to prepare. And if we prepare, beautiful gardens of Jannat. Your khur will be for you already in your qabr. You will have enjoyment in your qabr. Ila yawmi yub'athun, till the day of Qiyamah. So that is what we have to prepare for. And we must not just feel, well, I'm Muslim, I'm all right. Like we have, for example, a Coca-Cola bottle. This is just an example I'm giving, that Coca-Cola is only poison for health. It is very, very harmful. But I'm just giving an example. You have a Coca-Cola bottle and you got black vinegar filled in there. So the title Coca-Cola is not going to help you, but you got kala sirka, black vinegar inside. Usse kya fayda? It's not going to help you. Or you got your sugar bowl. On top is written also sugar, but you got salt inside. So if we got the title of Muslim and Islam, Muhammad and Ahmad and Yusuf, but if inside we got the dunya's muhabbat, we got the ways of the kuffar, their sports, their things, their commentary, that is more important to us. Business all the time, not worried about masjid, about deen, we're not worried about our akhirat, we're just worried of dunya. So just the title Islam and the name Muslim, that can't help us. The reality has to be there. What is inside? And at the time of maut, وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. What is in the heart is going to be taken out. Not what is on your tongue. Like that we all know kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. But like a parrot, you taught the parrot some kalima, zikr, salam. It will say beautifully and you'll enjoy it. Your visitors come, your friends, and you tell the parrot, speak, make zikr. You'll be happy. But that is under normal conditions. That if the parrot has to come in the clutches of the dog or the clutches of the cat, then its mind will go blank. It will forget everything. And then the original words which are in its heart, te, 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 only that will come out. No zikr, no salam, nothing. It's when Malakul Maut will come. And if he has to come in the form of a frightening form, our minds will be out. We'll go completely blank. And then if we got kalima in the heart, then kalima will come out. And if we got dunya in the heart, all the time dunya. And there are so many cases. A person was, for example, selling apricot, amrood. Do rupiya ke amrood le lo, do rupiya ke amrood le lo. Whole day he was saying that. At the time of maut, people were telling him to read kalima. And he was saying, do rupiya ke amrood le lo. A person who was so much in love with his drinking, liquor. And when they're telling him to read kalima, he say, give me one more glass. Give me one more glass to drink of liquor. So what is in our minds all the time? Dunya is, it also comes in the hadith, that what type of people you sit with more at the time of maut, such people will be brought in front of you. If we are sitting with sinners all the time, gunegar people, we are all the time worried of our soccer and our cricket and commentary and TV and all those things. It mustn't happen at the time of maut, that is brought in front of us. And if we were like in madrasa, jamaat, khanqah, at the time of maut, those pious people, dead forms will be brought in front of us. So, and dunya's life is short. How long is dunya's life? And dunya's life is just like a shadow. In the hadith that I read, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الدُّنْيَا دَار لِمَنْ لَا دَارَ لَهُ. This dunya is a house for a person who hasn't got a house in Akhirah. So this is his house. So he's just all the time worried, making his house beautiful. Garden must be right. The whole house must be right. Everything. Every now and then changing carpet, changing curtains, painting. All the time just worried about his house. Because he's got no house in the Akhirah. He's like a person who is in a hotel room. He's going somewhere. He's staying in a hotel room. You know, it's not my hotel. I'm only staying one night. Tomorrow I have to carry on again. But well, can there be such a stupid person in the world who goes and puts new beds in that hotel room and puts couches and puts frames there, changes the curtains in the hotel room? Somebody will say he's the most stupid made man. He's only staying one night and he's doing so much. This dunya is a hotel room for us. We are just staying in a hotel room and we are also going to leave this hotel room. How stupid aren't we? So dunya dar liman la dar lah. This dunya, it becomes the object for that person who hasn't got a house in the Akhirah. Wal maal liman la maal lah. And this dunya is a place where your bank account, for a person who haven't got bank account in the Akhirah. A person who is not concerned of banking in Akhirah, sending his money there, he's making big bank balances here all the time. Opening in this bank account, in that account, in this country, back in India, back in Pakistan. In that country also open an account and all we are depositing. But we are not depositing in the bank of Akhirah, where we are going to be forever and ever. وَيَجْمَعُ لَهُ مَنْ لَا أَقْلَ لَهُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ السَّلَامُ. And that person prepares for dunya all the time. No consideration of Akhirah, who got no brains. A person who got brains won't make his hotel room all the time so that he's worried of his Akhirah. But a person who got no brains, he'll prepare his hotel room. Or we are in a transit lounge in an airport. In 2 hours, 4 or 5 hours, our next plane we have to catch. But we are not worried whether my ticket is right, whether my goods are booked on that plane. We say, no, I must change the frames here in the transit lounge. I must change the couches. I must change the carpets. It's not your place. You are just in transit there. This dunya is just a transit lounge for us. Some are here in the transit lounge for 50 years, some less, some more. But we are just in a transit lounge and we are going. This dunya doesn't belong to us. We are fooled. We think it's my house, my shop. It belongs to me. One day we will leave. As soon as your eyes close, nothing is yours. One person who was a hunter, he was a very, very good hunter. His target was very good. But he was very lazy also, and he was very stupid also. So he was lazy, he wasn't going out hunting. So his wife got some, in those days to earn money, food for the house. Wasn't you go to shop, you open a shop, factory, office, you go and hunt. And you bring some food, you bring some animal, the people eat at home. So his wife, he was lazy, he didn't go for so long, somehow she got him ready. And she made 50 arrows to shoot the animal. She gave him, go, go and bring some food for the house, go and work. So she managed to get him, but he was very stupid also. When he went, he saw the shadow of a bird on the ground. And he saw, and he took his arrow and he hit it on the shadow exactly. But a shadow, what comes in your hand? Nothing. It's a shadow, is a shadow. And he was so stupid, whole day, all 50 arrows, he finished it on the shadows. When the bird was going this side, going that side, he's shooting on the arrow all the time. What came in his hand? Nothing. Now the whole day is gone. He's tired. He's exhausted. The sun is going down, Maghrib time. And he's lying now so tired. Then he saw the bird is flying in the air. He said, if I had one arrow now, I should shoot the bird while it's flying also. He was such a good, his target was so good. But now it's finished. He said, all his arrows are finished. We can say that how can somebody be so stupid in the world? Nobody can be so stupid. 50 arrows on the shadow. if the 50 arrows, we can compare it with 50 years of our life which Allah gave us. And each year we are hitting on the shadow on this dunya. Dunya is a shadow of akhirah. Dunya is no haqiqat. Haqiqat, real life, is the life of akhirah. And a person who holds on to dunya is holding on a shadow. And that is like a bubble, bulbula. On water you have a bubble, and when lights are shining on that bubble, beautiful that bubble looks. Green, blue, yellow, beautiful. So our life looks very nice. I got a nice house, I got a nice garden, I got nice wife, nice children, everything so rosy. But very soon that bubble bursts and everything is finished. In one instance, these bubbles, they just burst. So our life will burst like that. And then everything will come to an end. So this dunya is not our object. Tilka darul akhirah. That is the life of the akhirah, Allah say. Prepare for that life. Our niyat we must make, we are in this dunya not for dunya's sake. We are in this dunya for akhirah's sake. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that kunu abna al akhirah. Be the children of akhirah. Don't be the children of dunya, be the children of akhirah, for that is the real life. So that is the life that we have to prepare. And then that jannat, Allah is saying, naj'aluha, we make that jannat. Our houses we build, ordinary house, we give it to somebody even from the street, come build my house. Do this, do the plumbing, do this, and whoever it is. Or if you want to build a real special house in this world, a dream house on the beach front or somewhere in the mountains or some real, you want to build a real special house, we will get master builders, master architect, master engineer, master builders. Allah say the house of Jannat, I build it myself, naj'aluha. So what will be those houses? Just a little brief glimpse of that houses, Allah ta'ala, in the Hadith Sharif it comes, they will be double story houses. The doors and windows will be open from all sides. And the cool wind of Jannat, Muthira, will be blowing. By which the people's handsomeness will increase all the time. Yeah, when a person gets old, finish, all his looks also go away. He becomes old now. And for there, you will become more handsome all the time. The woman will become more beautiful all the time. By the effect of that wind, nobody will become old. Your man will enter Jannat at the age of 30 or 33, and that is the age of becoming baligh. Like in this world, a boy normally becomes baligh, matured at the age of 15, and that is the time he looks the most handsome, and his vitality and his strength is also at its height at that time. From there it starts going down all the time slowly. But then it's at the height. In Jannat you will remain at that height and you won't go down, but you'll go up all the time. Your vitality, your strength, your beauty will just keep on increasing. And it will be li'abadil abad, forever and ever. How can we, just for the pleasure of this dunya, forget the eternal pleasure of the akhirah? A great buzurg says so beautifully, lutfe dunya ke hai ke din ke. For how long are the enjoyments of this dunya? The lutfe dunya ke? Hey, kay din ke, for how long are you going to enjoy this dunya, what you thinking you enjoy? Khona jannat ke maze unke liye. Don't trade in, don't lose the enjoyments of jannat for the sake of this dunya. Whatever it is, sometimes a person gets involved with another woman, haram, and he thinks, oh, lot enjoyment, but it mustn't happen you lose your jannat and all the hoors of jannat. Permanently you lose all the hoors of jannat for that haram little pleasure what you think for this little while. Sometimes for some little money, haram money, backdoor money, interest business, we make zulm on other people. That little bit benefit, what we think is benefit, and Allah mustn't deprive us of the ni'mats of Jannah. Lutfe dunya ke hai ke din ke khona jannat ke maze unke liye. Ye kya e dil tu bas phir you samaj. If you did this, then oh, you stupid person, understand what you have done. What have you done? Tune gul diya din ke liye. You gave away a rose and you took a thorn in its place. You gave away the rose of Jannat and you took the thorn of this dunya. Guna you got involved in, which is a thorn. like a child if he found his father's safe left open. And there was a diamond there. The diamond shines, and small children like shining things. So the child took that diamond, he's playing with it on the street. This person selling ice cream went past there. And he saw, oh, this little boy, 3-4 year old boy, he's got a diamond in his hand. So he tells that boy, give me that stone you got, I will give you one ice cream. The boy doesn't know the value of that stone, the diamond. Ice cream, he knows its value, how tasty, how enjoyable it is. So happily he'll give away the diamond and he'll take the ice cream. But he doesn't know in that small little diamond, there are so many ice cream factories in that little diamond. So in our kalima of La ilaha illallah, our namaz, our ibadat, our dhikr, our one sunnah, lies all the pleasures of Jannah. Don't give it away for this temporary little haram of this dunya. Realize what our real life is, the life of the akhirah. So Allah says, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ, that is the house of akhirah. نَجْعَلُهَا, we have made that house of akhirah. And for نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ, for those people, لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ, who don't want name, fame in this world. People must praise me, people must talk about me, people must get impressed with me. This is not for those people. That is the tarjuma. And the tafsir, those who don't make zulm on other people, who don't oppress other people. We should think, aren't we also perhaps making zulm on our wives? We make zulm on our children. We put them in unnatural Islamic conditions, schools, universities, etc. We take the wife to the shop where she works. That's also unnatural for a woman. Her place is at home. So we shouldn't be doing all that. Wala fasada. And the Jannat we have prepared for those people who don't make fasad. In Urdu, Gujarati, we know the word fasad, trouble. The people who make trouble. And the tafsir of it is those who do not commit sin. So those who stay away from sin, and we are human beings, Allah has been so kind, so many places. Allah says, I know you will sin, but make tawbah istighfar. Let us check ourselves, how much gunas we making. Guna of the eyes all the time. Guna of the heart all the time. We're thinking there. And in return, do we make even 1-2 times tawbah istighfar? Do we read astaghfirullah? Even just the word astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. We may, it's like we are writing out checks from our account. But we're not making deposits in the account. We're only writing out checks. That bank account can't last. Which bank manager is going to carry you? That alright, you can just carry on, write checks, you don't put deposit. Allah is that being who is so kind. We are making so much guna, still is giving us biryani to eat. Still is giving us roast to eat. But Allah, in this dunya Allah will do. Akhirah then, we will have to be taken to task. So let us, well, aqibatu lil muttaqeen, and the end result are for those people who stay away from guna. Yeah, in this world people will say, hey, you stupid man, you're keeping big beard, you're wearing long kurta. Hey, enjoy man, go there, nightclub there, go to that to play lotto, yeah, go casino there, go watch cricket, commentary, what you all the time, namaz, roza, gasht all the time, all that only you talking. But at the end, he who laughs the last will laugh the best. That at the end we will see what was the result of those people who tried and obeyed the commands of Allah and those who just followed their own nafs and their desires. So don't let us become slaves of our nafs and desire. Let us try and fulfill and become the bandas of Allah. Our nafs, our desires, haram desires, they don't give us our rosy. They don't give us our eyes. They don't give us our brains. Allah gives us our rosy. Allah gave us our eyes. Allah gives us our food and everything. So be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. How can we be obedient to our nafs? Nafs didn't do anything for us. Nafs is just our haram desires that we have. They didn't do anything for us. Allah is the one who does everything. أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَانْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَنْ تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْدِلُونَ اللَّهُ is the one who do everything. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ Allah is the one who takes away our problems. We have big problems, we cry, Ya Allah, please help me. Allah takes away our problem. Allah is the one. Our nafs did this. Our nafs is only taking us towards haram. So don't follow our nafs, let us follow Allah. Allah give us tawfiq. With regard to this effort, inshallah on the 8th, 9th and 10th of February, we are having an Islahi Jalsa, how we can correct our lives at the Darul Uloom in Azadwal. So we would invite all the brothers, and we would like brothers to come and attend so that we can focus on our Akhirat, that how we can prepare and get ready for our Akhirat. So please, all the brothers, try to make preparation. It's 12 time, 8th, 9th and 10th of February, Friday Juma, Saturday and Sunday Zohar. Then it will be finished. Try and attend, inshallah, it will be very beneficial and it will help us to put us on track, inshallah.